All right, we are going to get over here and talk right now with Amanda Bolish, and it's Flag Day celebration time here, and Flag Day celebration means that we are going to have a barbecue, right?
Oh, yeah.
What we're talking about is the Northside Military Museum. I got to get this right. Northside Military Museum and the VFWs, right?
Yes, Veterans
of Foreign War.
We're partnering with the VFW along with American Legion Post 46 and the Marine Corps League Magic Valley Detachment to put on this great event.
Okay. Can you kind of get closer to that microphone there? Appreciate that. There we go. She was kind of leaned back. I think she was relaxing for us here. Okay. So anyway, this is Saturday, June 19th, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And first off, we want a big thank you going out to Mike and the crew there at the City Market. He's helping you quite a bit, right?
Yes, he's been wonderful and donated the hamburgers for our barbecue.
Okay, and once again, the barbecue is a free donation. We just ask that that you donate, and keep in mind that this is a big fundraiser for you guys, and so we appreciate all the donations there. Coffee, you're going to have coffee there in the morning, right?
Coffee with a cop. You can come out and talk with some of our great Jerome police officers.
Okay.
And
now, one of the things that you do is you do a retirement ceremony, a flag retirement ceremony, and this is complete honors, the whole nine yards. This just doesn't, we just don't toss our flags in the garbage. We do a complete ceremony for these.
Yes, sir. It's got to be respectful and dignified, and so our veterans come out and we put on a very beautiful ceremony to show you how to respectfully retire a flag.
Retire a flag, yeah. And that's important because those flags get worn and torn, and you just don't want to throw them in the garbage. I mean, even it's kind of like throwing the Bible away. You know, you just don't want to do that. You know?
Right.
It might be worn out, but you just can't do that. Also, we've got the Battlefield Cross Ceremony, and that's quite interesting to watch as well. And you'll also be doing how military, you guys are heavily involved with the funerals, right?
Yes. We have a wonderful Magic Valley Honor Guard here in Jerome, and they will go out whenever requested by the family to do funeral honors for a military person who has passed away.
All right, Sons and Daughters of Liberty with Fife and Drum Corps. That is very neat. There is a complete, almost, I would say, a chapter of people. I mean, there's a group of people that do this very thing, right?
It's wonderful.
Present the colors.
Great group of people, and they've put together a fife and drum band, so they will be presenting the colors and playing the anthem with that band. And then later on in the program, they'll be doing a Revolutionary War weapons demonstration.
Okay, once again, Flag Day celebration. And let's see, Flag Day, the 19th is when you're doing this. My calendar doesn't tell me what. Oh, the 14th is actually the official Flag Day day, but you're putting this on the 19th. And this is going to be where and what time?
This will be at the Northside Military Museum, located at 220 North Lincoln here in Jerome, from 10 a.m. to 12:30.
All right. So once again, if you're interested, and by the way, you'll have tours of your museum, and that museum always has something a little different in it every year. So we're looking forward to seeing what new things you've added over there, and people can kind of see some of the things that people have either put on loan or donated to the cause, right?
Yep, we've got some great displays going on right now honoring our local veterans.
Okay, once again, that is Saturday, June 19th, starts at 10 o'clock, goes till, what, about 12:30?
About 12:30 is when we'll be closing the silent auction.
Okay, and the silent auction is very important. Well, once again, this is a fundraiser. This isn't something that they just do. They also do this for the community, but this also kind of helps throughout the year to pay your bills. I won't lie. You know, that's what's going on here.
Exactly. Everybody's got bills to pay, including us nonprofits. And so the community is always so wonderful to come out and support us. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping they'll do that again this year.
All right. Well, thank you, Amanda. And how do we get a hold of you if you're interested in maybe participating in this?
You can always contact us at the museum. Our phone number is 208-595-8012. You can get us by email, or you can talk to us on our Facebook page.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Like-